'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the church, someone was wondering, how do I make my online service work? All right, Christmas is coming up fast. Are your online services ready to shine? Let's explore some tips to make them unforgettable next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, how are you today?
I am okay. Freeze warning tonight. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh. What are we going to do here in Tucson, Arizona? It might get cold.
I know.
It might get cold.
I know. I'm one of the wimpy southern boys. I've never lived north of probably here. I'm used to hot, not used to cold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up in Ohio and we would have some winters, and then, you know, coming out here to Tucson, we had snow one Christmas Eve back in 1987. We get snow here occasionally. It just doesn't stick to the ground.
But sometimes it does.
Yeah. Sometimes.
We get more snow here than I've gotten anywhere else I've lived.
So. Okay. But then again, you never lived anywhere else north of here, right? So I mean, when I was in Junction City, Kansas, pastoring, you know, I remember the first snowfall we had when we moved from Arizona and started the church, and we were so excited, it's snowing. And like 3 days later, it's like, it's snowing,
you know,
and the slush and the ice. And
yeah, we go skiing every year. I'm not a fan of mountain roads in blizzards with low visibility and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and you do.
All kinds of crashed people on the side of the road. And that's not my favorite.
You guys do. Yeah, you ski all the time. Well, you know, we have a thing called Mount Lemmon here in Tucson. And I can remember taking my Jeep up it during a blizzard, you know, because it's a higher elevation. And I just remember just crazy. I took two different, I think kind of it was the same year, or 2 different years I took two girlfriends up separately, and just freaked them out, you know. And it was pretty crazy going up the backside. It's the backside of Mount Lemmon.
You're in the right vehicle, though.
Yeah, I was.
I had to take the whole family, had to go dig out our van and then push it out of the parking lot we were staying in. And we were like putting boards down and going, we gonna make it to the road? I don't know. Not fun. So.
Oh, you know, you look back at it, though, and it's fun. So anyhow, it is December in Tucson, Arizona here. Christmas is coming up. So I thought, much to the chagrin of everybody else here, I thought it would be good to talk a little bit about your streaming your Christmas service and give you some tips on really doing your Christmas Eve service online, giving some practical tips. Some of them I'm sure people already know of. Some of them would be good reminders. What's your favorite season? Let me ask you this, Steve. What's your favorite holiday of a year?
Probably Christmas.
So Christmas is your favorite. Okay.
Yeah. Even though I'm a Grinch. Because I'm like, oh boy, got to spend the whole day putting Christmas lights up and decorating the house, or days, and then get to take it all down. It was not quite as bad when the kids were at home because I could enlist the slaves and then take them to lunch as a reward. But now they have their own homes they got to decorate. And so I can't have them over so I'm doing it all alone. But I'm glad when it's done. And the grandkids appreciate it and stuff. So, yeah.
Last year, my wife had back surgery like day before Thanksgiving or something, and was in the hospital for a few days. And my son and his daughter-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my son and his, I guess they were married at the time. My son and his wife actually decorated our house. We were up in Phoenix. In the hospital, and when my wife came home, we came home we had a Christmas tree up, and I just thought that was wonderful because I'm
Yeah.
kind of like you. I don't like the decoration routine. It's not something, and honestly, Christmas is not my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
It's just not.
I enjoy it. Well,
I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. But I Christmas, look, I understand Christmas is people get excited about it, and I don't want to be grump or put a damper on it. It's just if you want my personal preference, Christmas was not really my favorite holiday, but I'm happy to see people enjoy it, and I'm happy that they get happy over the whole thing, but it's just not something I'm crazy about.
well, yeah, I'm not over the top with it either. But yeah, I had to pick a favorite, huh? I
Well, it
was
is.
trying to think, Fourth of July? I don't know.
Yeah, I Thanksgiving would be my favorite. Always been. All right. So, you had some ideas here. I've got some notes.
I was gonna just allow, I was gonna ask you what has been the favorite thing that churches have done during Christmas that you or your family enjoyed or got a big kick out of or something. What was, I have a few. So
That
what,
churches have done, or that my
yeah, the
family has done.
churches, not churches have done.
Being in leadership for every one of these things for the last 4 decades, I don't think, and I just said earlier, I don't
They
like
haven't done
Christmas.
anything.
I don't like it. But, we work really hard as a church. I mean, look, it goes without saying here that. People are going to attend your church service either online or in person to a higher degree. There's going to be more people for Christmas, right? Or Easter. Those are the two big deals, right? Where people will show up that normally show up, right? But
Yeah.
I think that's why reason we're talking about this today is to take advantage of it and make sure you've got everything together. But I think the thing that I really do enjoy the most would be the Christmas Eve midnight candle lighting thing. That's what
Okay.
I always liked. I did like that. And I don't know if my church ever did a midnight one. I mean, there are churches obviously to do the midnight thing, so you're up at midnight. But we would do one at night. In Tucson here, it's dark now at 5 o'clock, roughly. Not
Yeah.
maybe not five, but 5:30 or so. So, we would one of my favorite things, and we did that at the last church I was with every year, which it was nice. We had a Christmas Eve service and we had a candle lighting time where the lights would go down, we would light candles and those kind of things, sing a couple hymns. And I really did enjoy that. It was a nice, peaceful time. And to me, that was special. I mean, as there was a church here in town. I don't know if they still do it or not, but they basically bring in farm animals.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a big thrill for some people, but
Do you do the Easter sunrise service?
I've done those. I haven't
Yeah.
done one of those for a long time, but I did one of those years ago when I was first out here, probably 1980. And we did it on a mountain.
Oh, really?
We call it a mountain here in Tucson, but it's just a
Little hill.
little hill that's got what is it, volcanic rock or something.
Yeah. So, my favorite has been was actually with the church we're at now. We just started going there and they had a Christmas play and our kids were little and they had like teens participating along with the, 5 to 10 year old kids and stuff. And they did, you, I don't, you probably weren't around, but they, th
I
as
think it
part
was
of
around.
it, my kids still talk about it today. They broke out into the big kids were camels. And so the little kids would kind of ride into the thing on the backs of the camels. And then they had, as part of the play, they had the camel rap. And the kids were really good rap dancers. And they got doing the camel rap.
They were
I don't know,
rapping.
they're
They
Yeah,
were
they had a
rapping.
song that was the camel rap. And so they stood up and they're doing the whole dancing around thing. And, our kids just loved it because they were really good. So they still talk about that.
And those, again, Christmas is for kids, right? I mean, it really, I mean, it's not just for kids, but kids get a lot out of Christmas, probably. I mean, I'm grown up, I did enjoy Christmas growing up. I don't enjoy it now, but I did enjoy it back then. And I'm lying. I do enjoy it. I'm just not excited about it as I was when I was 4 years old. But yeah, those are fun little things. And I think those things that you do at the church, especially for the kiddos, is a good time. The Easter egg during Easter season, we had the Easter egg hunt. And I'm sure there's some people listening to this podcast saying, you guys must have been a bunch of heathens, to hide Easter eggs for Easter. But little things like that, the kids get something out of it, and it's kind of fun to watch them all crawl around and do things. But
Yeah, and my wife used to, when she was even before she was the children's director, she would always volunteer to do the Christmas play, and with the kids. And so they start in August, preparing for the Christmas deal. So that was always a big deal too. And now our church is like, I don't know, that's not cool anymore.
I
So
don't
they haven't done
remember
it in
doing
about.
when I was on staff at Alive for about 4 years. I don't really remember the Christmas stuff that we did. I don't remember it.
Oh, really? So,
I remember having to do Christmas songs. Well, I didn't
when we
really.
were on, when we were on, Prince was when you were on staff, right? So, yeah. Oh, there was, yeah, we have video.
I'm sure there's proof of it somewhere. I just can't remember it. I
They
just
made a
remember
big
I.
impression on you, huh? You
Well, I
didn't have
so I
kids
used
at
to
the
do a lot
time.
of leading music, leading worship. I did that at Alive, and I did that at the other church before Alive. And Ken Ballinger, who actually came over to Alive eventually, was at the other church that I was with. And Ken was our main music guy, but then he would be out sometimes. He was a fire guy, fireman, so sometimes he was whatever, doing things. And he had some health issues. So for some reason, I always got stuck doing the Christmas carols and doing them not just for Christmas, but doing them like we would have events. We'd go to the mall or something. We'd take our worship team out to sing Christmas carols, and I had to lead it. And Christmas carols are hard to sing musically. I mean, you can sing them as a choir and hymn, but when you're trying to actually put it together and do something, in my opinion, they're just not the easiest songs to sing and to
You're
work with
asking the
musically.
wrong guy. I
And
have no idea.
I just didn't like it. I didn't like doing it, and I always end up got do I end up having to do it, and I, again, there are a lot of them. We were into the contemporary Christian music thing, and so we always wanted to try to spice it up a little bit, and not do so many of the hymns. But anyhow, I'm just kind of whining here, but sorry about that. But it was, I don't know. Again, Christmas. It's a time where people go to church. And so you, as a leader, if you're listening to this podcast, you really need to be ready because you will have people online and you will have people coming to your facility. I mean, at least if you're halfway doing it right, you will, right?
Yeah, that's probably it's gonna we yeah I mean our church normally has three services on the weekend, and they're having I think five services on Christmas Eve or something, so it's like yeah craziness.
I remember those days.
And Christmas is Wednesday or something, it's middle of the week, right?
Christmas is Wednesday, December 25th.
Oh, there we go. It's on the 25th this year.
It's the 25th. That's right. The day, that's the day Jesus was born.
So
This is a weird podcast.
we are enhancing your church's online Christmas service. So
All right,
let's dive into it.
let's
No,
cover a few
I was
things
getting
here.
into it because we've had Christmas on Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't seem like that long ago. And so you got to kind of figure out what are we going to do? Are we going to have normal services, or are we going to have, a Christmas Eve service instead and all that sort of thing? So
Are we going to
that's why
skip
I asked
this?
about what day of the week it was.
If Christmas is Saturday, do we skip the Sunday service? All those kind of things.
Yeah, but we won't have that problem this year.
Not this
It's
year.
just because
Although
it's on the 25th this year.
if you have a
But
Wednesday night service, I don't know how that works.
yeah.
I don't know. I'm no longer on staff at a church. I'm no longer a senior pastor or executive pastor, and quite frankly, I'm happy about that. I'm sure there's people
right.
listening to this podcast going, "Good, I'm glad you're not on my church." Anyhow, all right. So here's some things to think about now that we're what are we like 14 days away or so from Christmas? Almost 2 weeks away from Christmas.
15, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at this podcast, yeah. So we're almost 2 weeks away. So several tips here to continue to have successful online church Christmas service. Social media. If you're not doing anything on social media right now to promote your Christmas service, do it. Do something. Put some dates on there. Make an event. You got Facebook. You got Instagram. You got X. You got other platforms that are not X. What's the one out there now? Blue Sky or something? That's a new one. They're out there. So, at least put something out there and check them and maybe use some eye-catching graphics and make sure that you
Or
got the right
engage your
dates.
people with what's their favorite Christmas
Yeah, and again,
service.
so yeah, you definitely want to you want to put out what you're doing, but then you also want to have some interactivity. So yeah, do what Steve and I just did at the beginning of this podcast. What's your favorite time of the year? What do you like Christmas? No, I
Well, what's
don't,
your favorite thing at Christmas?
Yeah, what's your favorite
What's
thing
your
to do at
favorite past
Christmas?
Christmas?
Families, those kind of things. So really, you want to gear people up and get some attention on social media. Email is the same thing. Start sending out email. If you send a newsletter out once a week, send out a couple now and maybe put some different content in there. Make sure you have a direct link to your live streaming. And again, some of the things we just mentioned about some titillating things you could put in the newsletter, some graphics, some questions, get people participating a little bit more. Hey, let us know what you like about Christmas, or what's your craziest Christmas experience, or those kind of things.
Or if you're doing a special service, like a midnight service or
Yeah, if you got
something
that,
like that, hey, we're doing
definitely.
something really unusual.
Yeah, promote it and let people know about it. And obviously, your church website has got to have it. If you don't have it on by now, you need to do it yesterday. I mean, you got to get some stuff on your website about your service. And here's the deal: there are people that would not normally go to a church service, but it's Christmas time, so maybe we should go to church, for Christmas, or your Christmas Eve service, or whatever it is. So that's why you want to have that out there on your website, so when people are looking for a church that's near to them, there it is. They find you and they find out what the time of the service is and maybe something about the service. And again, make sure your live streaming platform is out there where people can see it. A link to it on your homepage, something where people don't have to search forever to try to find a video or find a live stream.
And give people a good excuse to want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, people are going, and there's new people. I mean, I'm living here in Marana, Arizona, which is northwest of Tucson, and there are just buildings going up around me all over the place. So what does that mean? That means there's new families moving into my neighborhood. And a friend of mine, Doug Martin, was my general manager at KVOI and KGMS. His son is now a pastor, and his son started a Calvary Chapel just down the street from me. They meet in a school. And in my opinion, I don't know what he's doing as far as advertising or if he's really promoting how well he's doing in that area. But again, he started a church right here where everything's growing. So, if you've got some growth going on in your area, this would be a great opportunity to make sure people know about you as a church.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
We've
there's
got
people
one of
looking.
our former pastors that wanted to start his own church that is kicking everything off in January. So this
Who's that
may
going to be?
be Corey, who was on staff at the church.
Oh, okay.
And
All
he and
right.
his wife, she was the worship leader, and he always wanted to pastor his own church. And so I'm young, let's go for it.
Yeah,
So
absolutely. Yeah. Yep, that's what I
And
did years ago.
he's probably not far from you too.
Yeah, really?
So
Okay. Well, maybe I'll check it out. I don't
he's
know.
a little south of you, I think. But anyway.
Okay, yeah. So get out there, promote, tell people, print up little business cards. They're easy to do now. You can go down to Office Depot and get a little business card printed up with your Christmas service time on it and your website and all that stuff and pass them out. And yeah, you could use door hangers too. You could even do some of that stuff, you know. It's not too late to get the word out. And you could certainly take advantage of this holiday to help people connect with God and with each other. You know, it's not just like let's get people in the building. It's all about trying to get people in relationship. And it's an opportunity to do that.
All right. What's number two on our list?
Number two is the technical aspect of things. So nothing's worse, and we all know this. Then you got a big event coming up, like Christmas Eve service, and you go to turn the stream on, and it doesn't work. It fails to connect. vMix fails. OBS won't connect. Blackmagic ATEM, it's not working. Whatever else, whatever you use, whatever type of live encoder fails you. That is just heartbreaking, right? And you got a big event, big service coming up, and all of a sudden it's panic time.
Yeah. So you want to do a rehearsal, and we do this pretty good at our church. It's interesting though that I'm up at church and we've got a bunch of computers, and about half of them are saying, we need the software update. You have pending software updates. And I obviously don't touch any of that because I'm not in charge of any of that, but definitely don't want to do it when I'm there, which is right before one of the services.
Yeah, you don't want to
So,
run updates right before the service, no.
yeah, but
But
somebody, hopefully somebody's in charge and administering that. They may be actively ignoring them just because they want to get, they don't want to be with the most current stuff. They want to be on the stable version, and they go with a lot of fear and trepidation into an update. So I don't
well,
know.
yeah,
Or they're
the problem is if you don't do an update, depend on what it is, but I mean like with Windows or something, if you just keep putting it off, eventually Windows decides we're going to make you have this update. We're going to force it on you. And so many times, if you don't update something, eventually next time you boot the computer up, it's going to just do it. And if you're booting the computer up right before the service, that could be a disaster.
Monday's probably a good day. Do updates.
Yeah.
Come in, apply all these updates. Gives you at least 2 days if you have Wednesday service, or even more if you have Sunday or
Right.
Saturday services to
Yeah.
recover.
Yeah, absolutely. But you want to
So.
do a test run. You want to stream. I would say, you know, make sure your ducks are in order, so to speak, and then you know, if you've got the service, if you're doing a Christmas Eve service, you know, that night, get in early. Early, I know some people it's hard to get off work, but get in early, and I would start the stream early. Just make sure you're in good shape. Make sure your internet's solid. Do a speed test.
Well,
Make
and
sure you're
you're typically going to be doing something out of the ordinary, so you want to run by everyone that supports the service. Oh, instead of announcements, we're doing this. Instead of this, we're doing that. And then we're having a special, whatever.
order of service. Yeah.
Yeah, order of service and review the order of service so that camera guys and
Oh, yeah.
that sort of thing all know that, Larry's going to lead the second song. And
Right. Or somebody's
let's,
going to bring the kids up and open up a big book and do a Christmas carol reading or something.
You just want to
Yeah.
prep people.
You want to definitely have, besides the technical stuff, besides the equipment that we're talking about here, you know, making sure your internet's solid and maybe rebooting a router or something. Making sure your audio is working clearly and your video looks good. You definitely want to make sure you know what's happening during the service.
I'm part of a church that's been doing the rehearsal of the service prior to the service forever. Do you think most churches bring people together, or they just go, I know when I was in California, definitely didn't do it.
We or you, your church, when I was there, we did this, and that's why I sometimes refer to we. But I think what you guys do is great. I think it's perfect because there's organization, there's order, and there is a run through, so to speak, of what's going to happen to make sure everybody's on the same page. So that means you gather people together, and it doesn't take that long. How long are your meetings? 10 minutes? 15 at the most? Right?
We meet a few hours before the service and do the whole service. So the band runs through all their songs. The band's doing their practice, and everyone else around them's checking. And then they'll have, oh, Jason's going to come up and do announcements. We'll make sure Jason goes up and his mic works, and the sound guy's checking everything out, and then. Where the pastor has a video, halfway through the service. And so he quickly goes through his slides and goes, okay, let's test the video. Okay, yeah, the video's playing. Okay. Because nothing worse than, so they go through the whole thing.
I don't remember doing that. That must have been after I left.
We're there a few hours before the service starts going through that. But we do have a all hands meeting that is like about 10 minutes. That just kind of reiterates, they bring everybody together, and that includes ushers and children's workers and everybody, and just say, okay, here's what's happening today. Pastor's going to be talking about this. We have this special song. Don't forget to reach out to, Larry, because we need people to sign up for this. And yeah, they go through that, and that's about a 10-minute deal. So it's what all hands on deck, and they kind of reiterate the order of service, just real quickly, anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Well, you
So,
do it right. You guys do it right. And I don't think a lot of churches do that, but at the very minimal, you should do at least a 15-minute deal at the beginning, or not at the beginning of service, but 15 minutes, somewhere before the start of the service where you meet for 15 minutes and really make sure everybody knows what's going on. And especially with this Christmas stuff going on, Christmas Eve stuff and maybe Christmas morning if you're doing a service then, things are definitely different in most cases. So you want to make sure everybody's on the same page, cameras, sound, lighting, and the whole bit. So yeah. So definitely good stuff to really consider and think about.
all right, so we got a couple more. One I'd want to iterate,
Couple more.
emphasize.
One of them is engaging your online audience. Interactivity. We've beaten this drum now for a long time. I was just talking to a pastor yesterday, and I said, he was interested in our stuff, and I said, you can have our video chat platform, and we've got all these features of prayer and giving online and maps and a lot of stuff that's analytical stuff. I said, or if you want, you could just have video. And he goes, oh no. He goes, I want interactivity. He goes, interactivity is very important to us. And I'm thinking, good, because that's to me a very, very important aspect of streaming online is that you have some interactivity. It's not going to be one-on-one like it is here with you and I on this podcast, but it can be through chat and it can be through prayer and it can be through a connection that takes place that can lead to bigger things later. So interactivity is very important, in my opinion.
I would agree. And then, so yeah, we definitely promote that because you can do ministry online. It is not impossible. So, but you can't do ministry online if it's just a one-way delivery and nobody can participate. So,
And we're talking video chat platform here that we offer at streamingchurch.tv, but you can, as a pastor, the person speaking, you should also remember there's people watching you online besides the building, inside the building. So address those people, look into the camera, welcome those people, and even during your sermon, bring that up occasionally, ask the people online to follow along with this scripture verse, or when you're giving a message or something, bring the people that are not necessarily there in the facility, bring them in by looking at the camera and maybe asking them a question. They're watching you, and when you address them, it helps them feel like a bigger part of the service.
Go back to the 50s where I see Judy and who was that? What was that used
Oh,
to
you're talking
be?
about the children's TV show?
Yeah.
Romper Room?
Was there a romper room? I don't know. It was
There was a romper room.
just before my time, but
Yeah, there
yeah.
was a romper room. I watched it and they never said Philip. They never
They
said my
didn't.
name. No, they never said my name.
They didn't like you, huh?
I have
So, and
personal issues
then,
because of that. But anyhow.
and the last item is, you're gonna, like Phyllis said, there's gonna be people that normally don't come to church, and you're gonna want to at least plan ahead an opportunity to connect with them later. One of the things that I'm excited about on our platform is we have some automated follow-up tools. So if you're using the streamingchurch.tv platform, it will identify you have this first-time guest. And if they signed in, you have a way to reach out to them. So, and it's automated. So if you're a Streaming Church customer and you're going, what is this all about? Go check it out. And it's disabled by default, but you can turn it on and allows you to customize it how you need to, but it'll automatically follow up with all of your online people.
Yeah, look for the follow-up link in your admin control panel, and you can customize the follow-up messages and those kind of things. But yeah, follow-up is really important. And if you don't have that feature, whatever service you use, maybe you can have some kind of a digital connection card that you could put on the platform by the video. Again, you want to make it so that you want to be able to connect with your people because they have needs, they have questions. They have things that they might be interested in, and your church could offer them something that could really help them and their families. And so, that's what it's all about. Again, as I said at the top of this podcast, it's not just about getting numbers, it's about connecting people, helping people connect with their God, helping people connect with their neighbors, their church, their people. It's all about relationships. And so when you stream, you can open up an opportunity for people through follow-up to get to know your church, get to know you, and you can do that several ways. Through emails, you can share the past. You really should record your service, and you should put it, if you don't have a media vault, we provide a media vault, but if you don't have us and have a media vault, you could share the service online, social media, share the recording, and promote future events that's coming up as well. Christmas is, everybody's there, they're watching you. So let them know, hey, we got some stuff coming up soon. We're going to do a new series on how to raise your kids, or we're going to do some kind of a New Year's Day event or New Year's Eve event or something coming up in the new year, 2025. Can't believe I'm saying that, right? And so you can take advantage of these eyes on your service by letting people know, hey, we're here and we've got things coming up that might interest you. So, let us know how we can get a hold of you and pray for you and help you in any way we can.
Sounds great. All right. Are we like several minutes over here?
Oh, did we? All right. Well, that's probably
Yes.
because we were talking about how much I hate Christmas. All right.
Yeah,
We do want to remind people a great tool to use for the upcoming year is called DailyDive365.com. This Church Solutions podcast is sponsored by DailyDive365.com. Go check it out. You can get a 60-day free trial if you sign up and make a free trial. No obligation, no credit cards. It's usually 30 days, but if you mention that you heard it here on the Church Solutions podcast, we'll give it to you for 60 days. And what does DailyDive365.com do, Steve?
Daily Dives 365 is going to give you some easily generated devotions that are leveraged off of your message that will go all the way to your people's devices in their hands and in their homes with daily inspiration based on your message. So
And
they can stay connected with the message all week long.
it can be right to their phones. It can be through Alexa devices. It can be a
Yep. And
podcast.
we handle all the work. All I gotta do is load your sermon video and You get the ability to kind of edit and supervise what happens, but you don't have to do any of the legwork. We deliver it all the way to their devices that they use already. So no need to post into social or take this and push it there. It's all delivered all the way.
DailyDive365.com. Check it out. All righty. I think we're done here. Thank you for your time today, Mr. Steve Lacey.
You bet.
And folks, thank you for spending a little bit of time and putting up with my nonsense. We're glad that you listened to the Church Solutions podcast. You can watch us on YouTube or watch us at streamingchurch.tv under the resource area. Subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast. You'll never miss a podcast if you subscribe to it. And let us know if you have some feedback or some thoughts on things you'd like us to address. We've got some good stuff coming up here in the year 2025, not just with podcasts, but with webinars. So stay tuned for that as well. My name is Phil Thompson. On behalf of Steve and the whole team here at the Church Solutions Podcast, which includes streamingchurch.tv, please take care of yourself and each other. We'll catch you again soon.